Hello and welcome to Social, the Power of Relationships podcast. My name is Josh Putnam.
And I'm Jason Rogers.
Hey, Jason.
Hi, Josh.
How are you?
Great.
Good. So today we want to introduce the podcast and the purpose of the podcast. Jason here wrote a fantastic book called Social, the Power of Relationships, and that's what this podcast is based on. All right, so let's ask a couple of questions to get this little introduction started so that we can tell people a little bit about what to expect from the podcast. So what
do we want to accomplish with the podcast?
Right.
Well, the first thing is we want to help people understand how to network and why social can be so powerful in your relationships and in your life.
Right. So the name of the podcast and of the book, I think, is a really succinct introduction. We're literally trying to present to you all what kind of power you can find in a relationship, and therefore why you should be seeking relationships, and then furthermore, how to do that, how to build those relationships.
That's so true.
Right?
Right. And in the book that I wrote, I explain a little bit of my journey and how I found personally how important relationships are in pursuing your dreams and finding purpose and fulfillment in life.
Mm. I think you hit on something there that I think is, to me, this kind of sums up what we're talking about. What is the power of a relationship? And I think that I think it's love, and I think it's connection. But what does that do for us in our lives? And I think that the answer to that is that it brings us fulfillment.
It does. It brings us fulfillment and opportunities.
Yeah.
Like when you have a relationship with someone, you're able to be more open with them and be able to network and connect and help each other pursue whatever it is that you want to fulfill with your life. For example, I went backpacking around the world for 9 months with less than $3,000.
Yeah.
And that was one of the hardest things I've ever done, but the only way I was able to accomplish that feat was connecting with other people, building relationships and networking. I spent most of that time painting houses, managing clothing stores, milking cows on a farm, taking care of horses on a horse farm, and hitchhiking. Hitchhiking is another one of those major ones where you have to really know people and be able to build that rapport quickly with that person.
Yeah. So do you feel like that this experience, that you learned most of that during this experience of backpacking, or did you already have kind of an understanding of how to form relationships and what to do to make sure that you were building them correctly?
I had a pretty good idea before I left. Mm. And the trip was a way for me to express and really hone my skills. Mm-hmm. Before, I struggled a lot as a child trying to make friends and connect with people. I grew up as a homeschooler in the backwoods of Virginia.
Wow.
Which is cool. I loved my childhood, but it really made me kind of disconnected from reality in a sense.
The
fact that I really didn't know how to make friends.
Uh-huh.
And my interests were very different from normal people. I loved camping out in the woods with just a pocket knife. Or I enjoyed playing pretend, which was something similar to other kids, but I took it to a whole new level with have you ever heard of live action role play or LARPing?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. That's something that I love to do with my siblings. And then as I grew older, I managed to find some friends and we still do it today. It's
really
kind of fun. But
wow.
Anyway, we'll cut that out actually.
No, I think
not something
love
I want to introduce quite yet.
LARPing.
I have a very nerdy side.
That's look, nerdiness is cool now, I think. You know, with the growth of Comic-Con and superheroes and stuff, I think nerdiness is all right now these days. Yeah.
Yes, I think you're right, depending on the people you're around.
And you can find a group of people that are interested in anything that you're interested in. And I think that that's kind of one of the points of this book, and we'll discuss that at a future point.
In fact, yeah, and that actually leads us perfectly into the next thing, where I first started making connections with when I served a mission for my faith. Mm-hmm. So I served a proselyting mission mm-hmm. for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for 2 years. And in that time, I learned one of the key principles that have led me, and that was really serving other people mm-hmm. and committing my life to really loving and helping someone.
Okay.
Whoever that may be. On my mission, it was helping those strangers that we come across on the street. Mm-hmm. At one point, I completely put aside the idea of trying to share my faith mm-hmm. verbally, because people don't accept that well, but people okay. do accept service. And I sure. found that you share what you believe by how you live your life. And I spent most of that time serving, helping other people, any yeah. strangers I could find, helping them any way I can, whether they needed someone to talk to, an ear to listen,
yeah.
or helping them with their gardens and things. And that started me on this path of really understanding how to build relationships. Mm.
Because you were getting something from that experience. What was it that you were getting from the experience of building these relationships in this way that you're describing that you weren't finding anywhere else?
I was getting fulfillment. Okay. I felt purpose. I found purpose and peace. Okay. And that's what I found most of all.
You know, I've done a lot of research into addictions over the years. And one of my favorite authors and researchers is a woman named Brené Brown. And you've probably heard of her. She's just brilliant. But she, along with others, I think that there's Johan Hari, who did a TED Talk on the real cause of addiction, which is really fascinating. Maybe we can put that in the show notes.
Oh, absolutely.
And he says that basically the root cause of addiction is disconnection.
And I believe that.
And that to heal addiction, what we need is connection, genuine, deep, vulnerable connection. And they've done,
there's an experiment done with right. lab rats.
Well, there was, yeah, but there was also one, not an experiment with humans, but it was a, it was an experiment of sorts. It over in Portugal, they had a really big drug problem for years. And they were fighting, they were putting all this money into fighting the
drug war.
The drug war, right?
Drug war,
which we have here in America. And,
oh, yeah.
And we're experiencing the same thing they were, which is that they were losing, like majorly losing. I mean, they were fighting and arresting and doing raids and trying to blow up these drug cartels. And they were losing big time. And what they finally did, this was back in like early 2000s, I think, is they said, all right, you know what? We're going to decriminalize the use of all drugs. And then we're going to spend the money that we were using on fighting the drug dealers and such on rehab facilities where we help people learn how to reconnect into society. And so instead of arresting people for using drugs, they would get them into these facilities and help them connect with other people. And their drug usage rates have dropped dramatically over the last decade or so.
Wow.
And that is the power of relationships right there.
Yeah, that's a perfect example.
Yeah.
Another one that comes to mind was this other documentary on lab rats that I was. They had placed these lab rats originally in by themselves and gave them two options. So they mm-hmm. could drink water, or they could drink this water laced with a really addictive drug.
Uh-huh.
And the lab rats would drink the addictive drug to death.
Right.
And that was the first experiment. This was what they reported. And a few years down the line, they decided to try the experiment again, but this time, instead of having the lab rats be alone, mm-hmm. they put them in basically rat heaven, mm-hmm. where they had all these other rats that they could associate with, mm-hmm. And they had toys there, things that these rats could enjoy, and then they still placed those two options of the water or mm-hmm. the laced water with this addictive drug. And very few of the lab rats ever went for the addictive drug.
Right.
And some of them would go there and drink occasionally, but it wasn't, but they would never kill themselves with it.
Yeah. That's right. Because rats are social creatures like we are, we use rats in studies all the time because we have a way to kind of measure how it would affect human beings, whatever, right? But they also are I think kind of socially similar to us as well. They need connection as well. They need to have other people, other rats to interact with and connect with. And they were also, you said they had a lot of toys and things to play with, right? So that right. they were like kind of having a ways to engage in their world, as opposed to just, here's a rat in a cage with nothing but water.
Maybe a wheel to run on.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Interesting. Right. So I think that moving forward through this podcast, what you can expect from us is to learn the skills to be able to develop relationships in your life that will bring this kind of fulfilling power into your life, that will help you in any way or in many ways to be able to find joy, happiness, peace, to be able to find help overcoming addictions, to be able to find help with depression or anxiety or anything like that.
Helping with networking, knowing how to not only have the concepts in mind of how to be social, but also how to find the right people to connect with the type of interests that you have, the type of strengths that you have.
Yeah.
And being able to, and when you get to those places where those people hang out, then know how to interact with them,
right.
what to say, and how to be yourself.
Because the book goes into some depth about the mechanics of how, okay, now what do you do? You know, like, I think sometimes we like to talk about, oh, we need relationships and we need to connect with people, but we don't know how to do it. And that's one thing I really liked about reading your book was that it does go into some detail and it gives some practical examples and practical skills to be able to say, okay, now how do you put together a party, or how do you go to a place where you don't know anybody and try to kind of fit in a little bit?
How do you deal with those anxieties when you come into a crowd with hundreds of people?
Yeah, and the book goes into some depth on that. So that's what you can expect from us in this conversation, and we are so thrilled to have you on board and hope that we can make connections with you through this podcast and help you learn how to make more connections and deepen the ones that you already have. So come on the train.
come with us on this journey, as
there
we explore the concept of being social. And thanks so much for listening today, guys. And as we go throughout this this podcast, we'll share all the different things in the book. But if you'd like to get a hold of those things right away, you can go to gatewaygears.com and sign up for our emailing list, or you can buy the book there or on Amazon. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks.